Dr. Celeste Owens. I'm an author, speaker, and leader of the Global Surrender Movement. I like to say that surrender is simply doing God's will His way all the time. So glad that you're hanging out with me today in the Surrender Break Room. This is a place you can come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. And I'm just excited to be here today. You know, just so many tremendous new things are going on. And we are definitely headed into the second quarter of this year. So I like to just stay mindful and really be open to the things that want to come and want to be here so that we could be amazing, right? So again, I love coming in each and every Monday. I want to thank you in advance for sharing this broadcast with a friend, family member, coworker, whoever it is. So thank you for sharing. I so appreciate you guys hanging out with me each week anyway. So today we're talking from this topic, and this is like a mantra that I have been saying all year, and it's like now my new fave mantra, and it is, you can do hard things. Yep, you can do hard things. And I just love that because it's encouraging, because, you know, a lot of times in our head we're like, oh, this is too hard, or I don't want to start that because I don't know if I can do it or I can finish. But when you say to yourself, I can do hard things, like, yeah, I can. And even the word reminds us that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So the word is even telling you, you can do hard things. You can do hard things. So I heard Steve Harvey also say about your worst days, because sometimes people, when they think of this whole idea of doing hard things, they think, oh my goodness, everything's going to get challenging, or at least I'm going to have a season of challenges. And that could be true, but he says, and I love this quote by Steve Harvey, and actually, if you're not listening to Steve Harvey and, you know, you're a fan or you wouldn't mind listening to him, he's actually on YouTube and has like these motivational moments or something like that. I don't know what they're called, but they're actually really good. They're like 5 minutes or less, and they're hard-hitting in a very good way. They're like super motivating. But one of the things he said is, think of your worst days. And then he says, you have survived them all. So he's like, you got a perfect track record for surviving hard things, right? You have a perfect track record for surviving hard things. You're still here. And I attend the First Baptist Church at Glen Arden. And my pastor, Pastor John K. Jenkins Sr., loves to say this phrase, I'm still here. And he says it from the pulpit, and it's so funny, but it's like so real. So I just love it. But absolutely, he's still here, I'm still here, and you're still here. And as long as we have breath, we have purpose. So if you're going to be able to do hard things, you all, and do hard things without complaining, you have to have a shift in your mindset. So it really takes a whole mindset shift to be able to embrace this idea that challenges will come. I can do this. I can handle these things. And a lot of times, this is the issue too, we treat hard things as something to avoid or to complain about or to be stressed out about or try to avoid. Nah, really, hard things are going to come. If you're trying to avoid them, you're just making your life even harder, because hard things are going to come. So embracing that, making that mindset shift really helps you to get to the place where you're like, okay, I can do some hard things. So let me give you a couple examples. So here's some things that do come our way. I'm going to go into the first point, and then I'll say the other two. I have 3 points for you. So I'll say the other two until after our break. But before the break, let me just go through this one hard one way. So I'm going to give you 3 ways to start embracing this notion that you can do hard things. So 3 ways I think will really encourage you to embrace this notion that you can do hard things. So the first one is, choose the right kind of hard, okay? So again, if you're going to set your mind up to embrace this notion of doing hard things, number one is to choose the right kind of hard. What do you mean, Celeste? I'm glad you asked. Choose the right kind of hard. So let me give you an example. It's hard to eat healthy. That's what people will say. It's hard to eat healthy. You know, like all these choices and, you know, all these bad foods that taste good. It's hard to eat healthy. But let me give you this. It's also hard to eat junk food all the time. It's also hard for that because, first of all, you're going to have low energy. Eventually, you're going to be diseased, and you're going to be overweight, which can complicate health as well. So it's harder to do the junk food and be diseased and overweight than it is to eat right. Right? So you see, two of those are going to be hard. So which one you're going to choose? So you got to set your mind up to embrace this notion that you could do hard things. Here's another one. Some people will say this, and this is actually one I kind of say sometimes because I don't know, I don't know why in my office I could just be such a pack rat, like keeping on, holding on to papers, holding on to business cards that I don't even remember who the people are. I mean, like, get rid of this stuff. And but this is one of the things that I can even say sometimes, you guys. It's hard to declutter and organize. So hard to declutter and organize, but it's also hard to live in a mess. Yes, it is. You can't get organized. You can't get your thoughts together. You can't get your podcast together when you all in this disorganized state. Here's another one. It's hard to get on a budget. I've heard people say that. I've said that, but now I am on a budget. It's hard to get on a budget and pay off debt. It's hard to do that. Well, guess what? It's also hard to feel the weight of debt and feel the weight of financial pressures and feel the weight of telemarketers, not telemarketers, but creditors calling you and all that. That's even harder. So come on, y'all. Get on a budget. Pay off that debt. Let's go. Last one before the break. It's hard to get out your comfort zone, right? People, oh, it's hard to get out your comfort zone. You know, I got myself a little rhythm right here. It's just hard to get out of this comfort zone. But it's also hard to ignore the voice that tells you you were meant for more. You know how many times I've tried to tell the Holy Spirit, come on, Holy Spirit, be quiet. Get off my back. Shh. I don't want to do anything different. I want to keep doing this. Now it's harder to ignore that voice. So you might as well get on out your comfort zone on today. Get on out your comfort zone. So don't go anywhere. You know I got to take a break, but I will be back and I'm going to give you two more ways to embrace this notion that you can do hard things. I'll be right back.
Did you know 42% of business startups fail because their product or service is not needed in the market? 22% of small businesses fail from poor planning. Only 40% of startups become profitable. Entrepreneurs, if you want to be on the positive side of these statistics, you need to tune in to our podcast, Embrace the Possible. It is a new podcast focused on helping entrepreneurs, new and seasoned, build and sustain their future vision. If this sounds like you, join ICE Consulting and Coaching on this journey. With over 45 years of hands-on experience and training in business development, we will ensure you are on the positive side of these statistics. Tune in to our podcast Wednesdays bi-weekly at 9 a.m. to be future ready.
I'm Dr. Celeste Owens. I am your speaker for the Surrender Break Room, and I just want to come in and ask you a couple of questions. Like, for example, how many times have you heard you need to write a book? How many times have you heard people say, oh, you have such great ideas, or you have so much knowledge. Do you have a book about that? Well, I'm here to help. I have the Book Doula Program, which is a program that's designed to take you from idea to print in just 12 weeks. Can you imagine finally having that book in your hand, holding it with your name on it? I couldn't imagine it some years ago. And now I am the author of 4 books, you guys, because I was willing to take that step and to move forward and to publish that masterpiece that was in my heart. I'm here to help you. So if you have a book in your heart, make sure you check me out at drcelesteowens.com and check out the Book Doula Program. Again, it'll take you from idea to print in just 12 weeks. Be blessed. Welcome back, you all. I am Dr. Celeste Owens. This is the Surrender Break Room for Leaders. So glad you're hanging out with me today. And we are talking about this topic today, you can do hard things. So I hope over the break you've had a chance, first of all, to listen to the announcements, but also kind of, you know, meditate on this thing right here, because it really is true. You can do hard things. So we're talking again, or at least I was giving you some information on setting your mindset so that you can embrace this notion of doing hard things. And I gave you point number one was choose the right kind of hard. You know, because we just think the hard thing is the thing to do. But actually, when you don't do the hard, quote unquote, hard thing, the thing that you are defaulting to actually is a hard thing, too, because you have to live with it. So let's get out of this mindset that the hard thing is the worst way to go. And no, actually, it's the better way to go. It's going to grow you in so many ways. So number two, build up tolerance for discomfort. So if you're going to get to a place where you can embrace this idea that you can do hard things, number two, build up a tolerance for discomfort. Yes, you're going to have to get comfortable being uncomfortable. That's kind of how I've lived my life for the last decade. Getting comfortable with this idea of being uncomfortable. Working out. So this is one of those things, like, because we were just talking about the hard thing, like embracing like a healthy lifestyle, right? And then people say, oh, working out, I'd rather not be doing that. I'd rather be sitting on the couch. But you know what? Build a tolerance for that. Say, no, I'm going to build a tolerance for working out. And eventually it actually will become a habit. And it actually, more than likely, 9 times out of 10 will actually become enjoyable. Maybe not the initial get off the couch, put the shoes, you know, tennis shoes on and the workout clothes or whatever, to go walking or running or, I don't know, biking, whatever you go. That part might not be fun, but when you get done and all those like good hormones are surging through your body, all these endorphins, these feel good emotions, and you feel accomplished, oh my goodness, it is all worth it. So you got to build this tolerance for being in a place of discomfort. You just got to build a tolerance for it. So I've been working on my parasympathetic nervous system, which is your relaxed part of your nervous system. It's your rest and digest part, where my naturopath was saying, yeah, Celeste, your parasympathetic nervous system needs to be activated more. Like you're activating the fight or flight more than you need to. I'm like, okay, all right. I know I'm in my head a lot. I know I'm acting, you know, thinking about stuff too much, maybe even being stressed at times. Not maybe. Yes, being stressed at times. So, there's this way that you can get your lymphatic system moving and activating or toning up your parasympathetic nervous system. It's weird, okay, guys? But it's this. You could actually take cold showers or take a regular shower, turn it on cold, and stand there for like minutes. I have not mastered that. I had turned on the cold for like 30 seconds, if it was 30 seconds. Like, I'm out of here. Who does this? But it actually works. So it is like proven to work. So I'm like, okay, I got to build up a tolerance for being uncomfortable with this whole thing. But I'm going to do it. I hope I can report back to you next week that I did it. Or maybe in 2 weeks. Give me some time. But anyway, again, building up this tolerance for discomfort. And you know what? Let me tell you this, you guys. I ran a half marathon some years ago. I don't remember. It might have been 2016, 2015. I don't know. One of those years. But anyway, we're just talking about this idea of building up this tolerance for discomfort. And I remember when I decided to run the half marathon, some of you know the story, my friend Cherise put this challenge out to do this half marathon. I was like, yeah, I'll do it with you. And mind you, I'm not a runner, never ran a 5K even. I mean, like, what? Why did I say yes to this? But it was in my heart. Like, I wanted to do a half marathon. So, I mean, I wanted to run. Like, I was like, I want to run like a 5K. Anyway, I ended up signing up for a half marathon and signed up. Like, she challenged us, let's say it was like November, December, or something like that. Had to run and train through the winter by myself with an app. It would be so cold in January going into February that my phone would just stop working. It would stop tracking my pace because it was just too cold. It would just conk out. And I was like, did I really sign up for this? But I just kept going and ended up running that half marathon, got the medal to prove it, and was in tears at the finish line. Because you know what? Hard things will stretch you, but they will be worth it. There's so many valuable lessons to be learned from doing something that's hard, you guys. So last one, number three, remember that failure is part of the path, okay? Remember that failure is part of the path. You have to learn to make, like step out, even when you think there might be a chance that you won't succeed, that like I might fail at this, oh my goodness. That's part of life, that's part of growing, that's part of being stretched. Teddy Roosevelt has this like speech or something, it's called Man in the Arena, but there's a quote from it that I think is like fantastic. And it says, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. Oh my goodness, what? He's like, come on, even at your worst, if you fail, at least you weren't like those people who were all fraidy cats and scared, and they don't know victory or defeat. They just live in mediocrity. What? We're not going to do that, right? If you show up every week with me and we're in this break room and we're doing this thing together, we're not going to be mediocre. We're not going to walk the line. We're going to be great. So that's what I'm going to need you to do today. First of all, embrace this idea right here, this mantra. Just make this your mantra from now on. I can do great things. I can do great things. And I can do hard things. And then you're just going to go and be great. That's all. I'm just going to go and be great. I can do great things. I can do hard things. It's all well and good. And I'm just going to go and be great. Right. Yes. That's what we're going to do. So thank you so much, you guys, for listening. I just love coming in and having this conversation with you. If you have feedback or anything, make sure you hit me up. Social media at Dr. Celeste Owens. And my website is drcelesteowens.com. All right, you guys, be blessed. And I'll catch you next time.
Okay, there we go. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, now I can hear you. Yep,
okay.
Perfect.
Yep. Oh, that was great. That was great. Good stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah, and it's so funny. Just at the end, you were saying, you know, it's amazing how, because like you said, you can't even experience the winning until you're open to being defeated. You know, that's
exactly
a possibility.
I might fail at this.
Yeah, but if you're not open to that, you'll never succeed. And it's amazing how many people will stop everything,
will not even
go forward because they're so focused on. Right.
Mm-hmm.
That is crazy. I mean, Yeah, exactly.
Right.
It's just, I don't know. I'm so thankful. I'm like, Lord, thank you for wisdom, because I was so a fool when I was young. You just don't have that knowledge. I wish I had the knowledge when I was younger.
Exactly, to stop you. You're like, no, I'm going for it. But even what you're doing now, you know, leave corporate, set up this podcast adventure. I mean, that took courage. Like, that was like, okay, this could fail, but I'm going to do it.
This guy, you got that right. It ain't fun sometimes. It's like, what in the world were you thinking about?
Right. What were you thinking? Yeah.
But it's so rewarding. I tell you, it's nothing like it. Like I said, the feeling of it is nothing like the getting that award or crossing that line or you finish that marathon. Yep. You had to break down. It's like, oh my goodness, I did this.
Yep. I did it. Exactly. That feeling is making work fit all. You're like,
Every sacrifice was worth it.
Exactly. Yep. You got it. So
Wow. Perfect.
All
right. I'm going back on mute whenever you're ready.
Okay. Sure. All righty. Hello, hello, hello. I am Dr. Celeste Owens, author, speaker, and leader of the Global Surrender Movement. I like to say that surrender is simply doing God's will, His way, all the time. You know where you are. You're in the Surrender Break Room, a place where you can come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. I'm so glad that you come in and hang out with me each and every Monday. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And do me a favor, why don't you share this broadcast with someone if you are blessed today? Share it with a friend, family member, coworker, somebody who attends your church, I don't care. Just share the broadcast. It would be awesome that you can bless them as well. So today, okay, you guys, this is one of my favorite topics because I like to say that I'm the transition queen. Like, so by the time people show up to me, so if you've been listening to my podcast every week, you know, for months, you're probably in transition because that's what I say. I'm the transition queen. When people show up to me, they're typically in transition. So one of my favorite things to talk about is transition, and specifically, how do you survive a transition? It's such a uncomfortable place to be in because there's so much uncertainty. Like, you can't see the way a lot of times, and people just don't like to be in that space. But if you keep live long enough, you're going to have so many transitions that happen in your life, and you really can learn to survive them. So today I want to talk about how it's only temporary, you guys. That's the topic. It's only temporary, and these are just keys and steps for surviving transition because it's only temporary. It's not forever. So even when the children of Israel were leaving, they left Egypt, and they were heading to their promised land. But in between the promised land was this wilderness. They thought that wilderness was permanent, but nope, it was just temporary. Now, they stretched out the temporary. Yes, they did, with all their murmuring and complaining and, you know, lack of forward movement. However, even in all of that, even though it took 40 years, it was still transitional. It was still temporary. So don't set up camp like today is forever, especially when you're feeling uncomfortable, especially when you're in transition, especially when you don't know what the future holds. Don't set up camp like it's forever. Here we go. I'm be here forever. Yep. In between jobs forever, or thinking about switching this career forever. I'm going to be here. No, you're not. It's just a transition. So I need you right now, take a real deep breath. Take a deep breath and exhale. You've been waiting to exhale. You might as well just do it here in the break room. Just exhale. Get it out. This ain't going to be forever. What is her name? Kimberell. She has this song, and in the phrase, she says, life is full of swift transitions. Sometimes we don't feel swift, but she's actually right. In the space of time, the transition could be swift because it's so much shorter than the actual journey a lot of times. You know, you have these like little transitions in between. And she says that it could be full of transitions, and it is, but it's all about mindset. You know, I talk about that every week. It's all about mindset, realizing it's just temporary and you're going to be able to survive this transition. So I don't know if that transition for you is changing careers. I heard someone say recently, oh, I just changed over to a new job. It's going to be great because of X, Y, and Z, but it also is going to be challenging because I have to learn this new program. And one of the women who works there already said the program just took her out. Like she was in tears for months, you know, things like that. It's like, no, no, no. I was like, don't worry about that. You know, it's a transition. You know, it's not going to be forever. It's temporary. It shall pass. So just go into it with the right mindset, knowing that there's a learning curve. And you're going to make it. You're going to be fine. Life of a loss of a family member. We've had several family members die. That transition is absolutely not easy. But that space of feeling sad and uncertain does pass. It does pass. And you do get to a space where you are feeling maybe just, you know, somewhat your old self. There, of course, there's a new normal when there's a transition. But you feel like, you know, much better than you did when it first started. Starting school, starting college, you know, whatever it might be, that can be scary, but it's just a transition, y'all. You get into, you roll for your course, you start the class, all of a sudden you realize, I could do this. I could do it. So life transitions are defined by a period of growth. So you don't want to avoid transitions. You don't want to just stay in the comfort zone. You want to realize that transitions, life transitions are defined by a period of growth. And like the word tells us, in due season, you will reap a harvest if you faint not. If you don't give up, if you don't turn back, if you just keep trudging through this transition, you will reap a harvest. Isn't that just a fantastic promise from the Lord that we will reap a harvest? So, you know, I always got three. What's up with me and three? I just love the number three. But today, I'm going to change it up. I'm going to give you four. So I better go ahead and give you one before the break so I can finish this thing on up today. But we're going to talk about four keys to surviving transition. Four keys to surviving transition. Number one, acknowledge your current reality. So, you know, a lot of times we just try to live in denial. Oh, no, I'm all right. It's good. Keep on going. Keep on moving. No, no, no. Acknowledge your current reality. So if you're in transition, you can acknowledge that this is hard. We talked about that last week about being able to do hard things. You can acknowledge that, oh man, this is challenging, this is hard, right? Give yourself permission to feel insecure, upset, or even anxious. Just give yourself permission. Okay, you know what, Lord? Okay, this is a little hard, but you gave me feelings for a reason. Feel a little shaken, feel a little insecure. And I'm a planner, you guys. I don't know about you, but I'm a planner. And not having certainty in my life and not being able to control some things can really be traumatizing. I'm not even exaggerating. It can be traumatizing sometimes. You know, this pandemic is just shaking things up for me, at least. I don't know about you, but you know, like, whoa, everything changed. And you know what? I had to learn to go with the punches because guess what? I ain't setting up camp in a pandemic. This too shall pass. I'm going to survive this transition because it's what? Only temporary. You got to learn to ride the waves, guys. It's only temporary. And learn what you need to learn in the moment. So I have three more keys, but I need to take a quick break. So don't go anywhere. Listen to the awesome, fabulous commercials, and we'll be right back with three more keys to surviving transition. See you in a moment.
Okay, that's great. Going back on mute.
Okay, awesome. Welcome back to the break room, you all. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens. This is a place where you can come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. And we're talking today, and I'm hoping it's blessing you, because we are talking today from this topic, it's only temporary. And I'm giving you four keys to surviving transition. Four keys for surviving transition. So number one, you guys, was acknowledge the current reality. Acknowledge it. Okay, yeah, it's hard. Okay, I'm feeling a little upset or insecure or anxious. Okay, fine. It's fine. I'll be okay. Right? Just give yourself permission to feel. So many people go through life not feeling or pretending they don't feel something. Mm-mm. First of all, bad idea, because it's going to have a toll on you, not just emotionally, but eventually physically. So you need to acknowledge your feelings. All right. Number two, take the time to process a failure or a loss. So in that transition, if you felt some kind of failure or felt some kind of loss, it's okay. It's okay. So let me tell you, let me give you a quick example. So we had our surrender healing retreat a couple weeks ago, and we had done it before three other times, but they had all been in person. So this is the first time I was hosting a virtual retreat, and was super duper worried about it, really, because I was like, I've never done this before. Oh my goodness. And I wanted to stay in my comfort zone and just do like conference call, or even now, you know, Zoom or something like that. But I knew that if we wanted to take our retreat to the next level, that I really needed to learn a different program that would allow us to stream our conference online, like do a live stream. So I was like, oh my goodness, you guys, that thing right there, I had to accept that there might just be mess ups, because even as I was practicing, I could tell that this could be a disaster if it doesn't go right. I was practicing and hoping and praying, oh God, let this go perfect. This is so hard. It was so challenging. It took me hours and hours to figure out this program, and so challenging. I felt so out of sorts that I was even having bad dreams, just like these insecurity bad dreams and stuff like that. Like, and Dell had sold a portion of our house, and people were just coming in our house and taking over. It was just crazy. But anyway, and then the day of the retreat, you guys, we had it Friday and Saturday. Friday night went perfect. Saturday morning went perfect. I was like, what? This thing is easy. When it hit the breakout room, whole different story. Instead of three breakout rooms playing, only one session played. And you know what? I had a choice at that moment. Either I could just process this thing and say, okay, you know what? This just messed up, but it's not over. We could still keep going. At least one breakout room is available. People can go to that breakout. They can listen to the other sessions later. I had to change and shift to know it was okay. It is well with my soul. And you know what? Making that shift was everything. Because you know what? People end up telling me afterwards, oh my goodness, that was amazing. Oh, we loved it. Oh. Nobody was complaining. And even one person, I mentioned to them like, oh man, but you know, all the breakout rooms didn't open up. It was like, okay, it's virtual. We expect things. We could just listen to it later. I was like, right. So you know what? Sometimes we will sit there and beat ourselves up, processing it wrong, being so self-critical. But you know what? Don't do that. Focus on what went right and learn from whatever mistake happened, but don't make it be who you are. You know, we take it on ownership of failure. Like we are failures. No, you're not. You did the thing. You stood, you know, came forth and did something new and did something, transitioned into this whole new arena now. Now I'm like in a new arena, y'all. I know how to live stream. Oh, I'm pumped. I learned something new. So anyway, let's keep it moving. Number three, you guys. If you are going to survive a transition, you have to schedule alone time. Yep, you do. You have to schedule alone time. You have to be in the space where you can get quiet and you can reflect. One of the things I love to do, and you know I'm the author of the 40-Day Surrender Fast, right? One of the things when I am in transition, the 40-Day Surrender Fast is key. It is pertinent. It is relevant. That 40-day fast, the number 40 is God's number of transition. If you are in transition, I'm encouraging you to fast, and specifically grab the 40-day surrender fast. It will bless you, and it will transition you to your new promised land, to your next. Also, you got to reflect. So getting quiet again, fasting, meditating, doing some kind of movement like yoga or something like that. And then you got to learn to reflect, you all. Because when you get quiet, it frees up your mind space to hear. And then you got to reflect, because it'll guide your mind to choose the right path. That's what reflection is all about, guiding your mind to choose the right path. So remember, schedule alone time and making sure that you reflect. And then lastly, you guys, push past the comfort zone. I just talked about that. So that's almost like a 2B instead of a number 4. But push past the comfort zone, but on a regular basis. Not once a year or whatever it is. Just do this on a regular basis, because God is always calling you to greater. So you can only live in a state of flow when we are challenged to master new skills, that's the only way you can live in a state of flow. Otherwise, you're going to be stagnant. And I'm always mystified by people that I see 5 years later and they're still in the same place. What? Are you serious? Do you not know that life is full of swift transitions? You ain't transitioned nowhere. What in the world is going on? No. You've got to be willing to push past your comfort zone if you're going to stay in a state of flow. So you need to challenge yourself to do this, you all, today. Think of something that you know you've been putting off and push yourself to move into that. You got to remove that invisible line that you've drawn around every aspect of your life. So quick example before we end, you guys, when I had to leave to go to college away from Buffalo, which I had been born and raised, did undergraduate college in Buffalo, I had to push past my comfort zone, take away, erase that invisible line, and I moved to Baltimore. I was scared, and scared some more just because I was in a new place with no family. But I survived. I survived even my worst days in all the different cities I lived in. And I can tell you, you will too. They're just transitions, you all. They're just temporary. You're going to make it if you don't think, if you do not give up. So be blessed, you all. Thank you so much for hanging out each and every Monday. Love you much. And I can't wait to catch you again in the break room. All righty. Bye-bye.
Okay. Excellent.
It's a wrap, Daryl.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap. Yeah, I know my daughter's going through that change now, being out there in Iowa. I know she's just like, Lord, what in the world?
Oh, Iowa.
But she's adjusted.
That's worse than me in Baltimore.
I know. You were saying that. That's all I could think about. I'm like, oh, Lord. But she's growing up, so, you know, she's got to mature and get it done. Mm-hmm. And so she's adjusting. That first 6 months was, painful for her. But now
that
you can just see the change.
6 months, you want to leave. Like, I want to go.
Yeah, exactly.
So I totally get it. Like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, she had already called me, Dad, come get me. But now it's right. Like she's in the routine. So, yeah, we have to go through it. We got to stretch ourselves.
You got to make it to that next place.
You have to, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just remember that God knows where he's taking you. It just looks so scary. The unknown is just
it
like,
does.
It's just crazy.
So right. It sure does. Like, oh my goodness, why am I doing this?
Exactly.
But it'll be worth it.
All right. Excellent.
All right. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much. And I'll catch you next time.
All right. Have a great week.
You too. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.